This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We started in the second rak'ah, was from the chapter of Muzzammil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives a general reminder for all of us when he says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, wa ma tuqaddimu li anfusikum min khayrin tajiduhu 'indallah huwa khayran wa a'zama ajra." And whatever you put forth from good, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever good deeds that you put forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhasibukum alayh, and he will hold you accountable in regards to that. So any effort that you make to do good, any struggle that you make to do good, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it and will reward you accordingly. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us is not confined to our understanding, but it is something that can be given to us in this life, or whether it's to ourselves or to someone or something that we've made dua for. But it is the condition that it is khair, that it is good for us in this life and in the next. Or it could be something that Allah delays for you later, in the later part of your life, or even after this life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward for Allah is vast, and it's well beyond our understanding, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adl, He is a just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wasi', He is the one that is abundant and gives in abundance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also ar-Rahman, being that He is the merciful and He gives with mercy and takes with mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. He is better and His reward is much better. خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. And His reward is much greater than anything you would anticipate from any form of creation. And remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward is much, much more vast, and it is founded in all of His beautiful names and attributes. So when we say you will find good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that that goodness, the reward for that goodness that you do, is much greater than any other reward that you can anticipate. And that is what the Muslims should ultimately strive for when they do something, is to strive for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any good that we know in this life is the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought, and the good that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that good that we do from practicing the deen of Islam, we will receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is greater than any other reward, which means we as Muslims should not compromise our faith for anyone or anything that's in violation of the deen of Islam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for any of our shortcomings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when we call out to Him, we call out to Him and we're rewarded for Him, from Him, before anyone or anything else. Bismillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma faqihna fi din ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana mustada'afina fi kulli makana wa zaman ya rabbal alameen. اللهم ارحم موتانا يا رحمن الرحيم ارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين واجعلهم من الشهداء يا رب العالمين يا رحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.